eyes are.
Any thug in you?
Mugs, pugs, thugs.
Whites are mindless stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. They got robbers, thugs, drug dealers. All right, you name it.
Thug life.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
Hey, this is Jim.
This is Clarkson.
So we just finished doing the episode you're about to listen to, and let's just say we won't be offended if you don't listen to it or particularly enjoy it. Which is, that's a safe statement?
Yeah, but if you don't finish it, you're weak.
Yeah, you're weak. We finished it. We finished it. We put up with it. We are watching a really odd movie called House. What was it about?
You know when the standard joke of commenting on a movie and they say wackiness ensues?
Yeah.
This is where its origins are.
Yes, yes.
Wackiness ensues.
So, if you want some daffy nonsense...
This is the film for you.
Yeah, buckle up, Buttercup, because it's coming at you full bore.
Just remember Blanche.
Blanche. Yeah. Enjoy.
Why are you doing this? I hope this doesn't come... I have to hold it just like this for 2 hours. It's the banquetti beer.
Banquet means shitty.
Yes.
Bully. All right. So, before we get going, welcome everyone.
Hello, can you hear me, you fucking technology bastard?
Just keep an eye on your screen and you're good. We are doing something...
I will not. You must work without me doing anything.
We're being radical right now. In both Bill and Ted and the literal meaning of the term.
And politically.
And politically, yes. We are going to watch... We are doing our first ever fully requested commentary. But it's not so much a commentary as it is... Just a blind reaction to some daffy nonsense.
Pretty much.
Okay. Hunter, friend of the show and Midnight Movie Cowboy, said, hey, there's this movie called House that just came out on Criterion that you guys have to watch, and I want you to do a commentary show that's just a reaction because it's fucking nutty. We are watching this right now for the first time. This is... Sight Unseen. And,
we'll just see how this goes.
Yes.
We're going to cue this up here.
You might hear it in the, you might hear it in the background.
Yeah.
If so.
We are, hold on, I'm going to back up here. Back it up.
All right, let's see. Jonas Films is up and just faded. Now, Jonas Films just faded and Toho Limit Company Limited just popped up. So if you're watching along with us, get it to the point that Giannis just faded out and Toho Company Limited just came up.
And we will now...
In 3, 2, to the one,
engage.
Go. Engage. Make it so. Toho Company Limited. That is a classy logo.
It is.
All right. I will stand by this. Asian movie companies...
Movie, see?
A movie house. Wow. That was...
House.
House.
Ah.
Whoa. An eyeball and a mouth that just vomited a hand.
And now, this brilliant.
A pair of green Chinese ladies. Someone's going to catch on fire. Someone is going to catch on fire. Oh, Kale. Chinese movies of this era really liked electric drums.
Well, yeah.
All right, what is... Okay.
Schoolgirl.
With this outfit, there's going to be some making out coming up real quick. Nice wind.
That's what I'm saying. Nice wind.
How long until the kissing starts? Summer vacation is almost here. I envy you, gorgeous. Okay, we're not saying... I'm not saying that this is bad dialogue, but it's fairly expository.
Yeah, it sounds better than the original whatever.
Come on, when's a kissing?
Her name is Fantasy?
And gorgeous and Fantasy. That's
this
not...
Begs and Aldo Nova. So.
What the fuck just happened there?
Aldo Nova?
Yeah, there was a freeze frame with a motion cut.
Will there be a witch?
In a horror movie? Will there be ghosts trying to get them? I gotta say, Japan has an odd enough reputation that this is...
Moment, like The Exorcist in their country.
Yeah, moment to moments away from... This could turn into just some erotic nightmare.
Mm.
So a girl in a baseball cap... Is that a coach?
God, I hope so.
Were they aware that a movie was being filmed, or is this just sort of rough improv?
It's a documentary.
Documentary filmed in real time? I bet you're getting married for love? No.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. How silly of you.
It is a caste system.
Oh, and here we go. Holding hands and skipping.
I'll say. Nice wind. Whoa! Hey, whoa,
what? Wah, wah. What? What? Okay, we don't have to put the camera on the floor, apparently, on the ground. Oh, come on, make it so, make it so. Come on, do it, do it. Okay, this looks like some weird Japanese soap commercial.
Oh, she's named ironically. Her name's Bye-Bye. Oh, no, she's saying Bye-Bye.
Bye-Bye. Okay. I'm just wondering when they're going to show up with this soy sauce or noodles or whatever the fuck it is that's being hawked. Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to show up with
be
a
your
candy
father,
bar.
Not your neighbor. Oh, good.
Oh, my God. What?
This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I wish it. Why do you want it to be your father, not her neighbor? This is.
Leone?
Leone said my music was better than Morricone's.
Oh.
Why is her. What? Okay, the music is a nightmare.
Get this, into the basket chair.
Okay, you know what this movie is thus far? We're 4 minutes into it, and this is nothing but, like, porno setups. This is like we edited all of the sex out of it and have just left you with the really odd shit between. And where are they that the clouds don't move?
Soundstage.
Soundstage, they're in Soundstage City in northern Japan.
Mm-hmm. Right outside of Tokyo.
Tokyo. That's nice wind. Wow. Asian broads can float, apparently.
Broads can float.
Whoa. Who is this?
What in the hell?
I think you just put it best.
Stranger in white is floating with me.
Just so you guys know, I have not even read the synopsis of Netflix
fuck
of this.
All about this.
I know literally nothing, and I am not having questions answered yet.
Well, no.
Well, I think. Thank you. You're charming when you smile.
Otherwise, yet strangler.
Oh, ugly duckling. She's come.
How's that gonna work?
What? What just happened? Did they have an editor, or did they just bring in a kid and give him some loose film to put together?
Here is the editing machine and some peyote.
Yeah.
Go nuts. What?
What? Flashback to a sweater. Oh. I have only been around one father-daughter pair that's made me more uncomfortable than these two. And that's like, no, there's a woman I worked with whose dad came to town, and it was just like, not him being creepy, but her. It was like, I think she's trying to pick up her dad.
Again.
Oh, go kiss your pretty friend. What? What kind of film school nonsensory is happening here? Did David Lynch just show up?
I didn't promise you a rose pattern on your wallpaper.
I think David Lynch just took over.
No, he didn't. It is far too linear.
Yeah, this makes far too much sense to be David Lynch.
Nice wind.
I don't understand anything. Like, seriously, this is making me forget my native tongue.
Careful what you ask for, Hunter.
Yeah. What? Did she just Wonder Woman her outfit? Baby got back. My anaconda.
This is the box I put my dreams in before they ate my mother.
Oh, and Drifter fingers.
Drifter.
Oh, wait, her mom's in the box.
What?
My mom in a box?
Okay. The cuts?
Put that down. Go to sleep. Do your homework.
What is being gained by the cuts here? Oh, Asian women do love to laugh.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out what's going on here. I think. No, I don't think anything anymore. The sports meet?
She won the entire meet.
She won a sports meet. Do you remember the sports meet, Campbell? What? What was that?
Looks like a girl next to the Asian Phil Spector, but I'm not sure.
She's marking out. Her father displeases her, so she's fucking crossing him out of every picture.
Rival costume.
Okay. What?
They're not so much into the smooth transition.
No.
Torn for the neck. Breaking, jarring effect.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
I think they just let a monkey control
shit. You're in Japan.
Shit.
You're around by the sea all the time. Come on. Around by the sea.
I'm too confused to even read the shit that's happening on the bottom. He's so manly and handsome. Is she talking about us?
Yes.
Our
Jack
teacher is
manly.
You're so cool. What?
Kung Fu Fantasy. Togo.
Whoa. She looks more Mexican than Chinese or Japanese or whatever.
Whatever. I don't know.
So we have fantasy, gorgeous.
Don't try to keep up with it. You'll give yourself an aneurysm.
Conchita.
Mac.
Brainly. Mac.
Stimlo. Chitara.
Buchholz. Baby Ray.
Puma.
I think we've got Rick and Gootsy over in the corner there.
And thank you for watching House.
They really like to iris in, don't they?
Oh, I love it.
calisthenics? There is so much style happening here. Bad news, my dune buggy only has room for one more. Is that a dune buggy, or did I speak prematurely?
I don't know.
Is that a scientist? Well, he's wearing a lab coat. Forgive me for sounding naive.
I only have room for one for my afternoon experiments.
Oh, man, this is just going to end up with so much rape. That's literally, that Japan has set my bar that when I see those outfits, that's the only direction this shit can go in. And that guy shows up in a lab coat, and it's just going to be like some human centipede nightmare.
Ah!
What is with the soft edges, dude? Is she... There's... This movie doesn't make linear or philosophical sense. Forgive my sudden letter. Is it possible to have a sudden letter?
I suppose.
I hope you don't think I'm strange. My name is Gorgeous. And
my,
I don't
my
like...
friends Fantasy, Mac, and Togo were wondering... Oh, whatever.
Sorry for this sudden letter. I hope it didn't surprise you too much. And fucking cats, man. Dog would not do that. Dog would come in and check and make sure you're okay. You wouldn't have to make sure the fucking dog's okay. Dog would be like, hey, what's up, Gorgeous?
Oh, God, balloons. Not balloons. Please.
Balloons. How's Gootsy? That's what a fucking dog would do.
Nothing in their prayer box. They are displeased.
See, I have a feeling she's too old to be a schoolgirl, but at the same time, you can't tell with Asian ladies.
You never know. This could just be like an elaborate backstory to Gamera.
And apparently they don't believe in putting things all the way in your mailbox in Japan. Just leave it hanging out, so you know. Is it from her mother?
Sudden letter.
I don't want you. You're welcome to come. I don't really want to see you, but...
But if you must.
Since you kind of put me on the spot with that sudden letter,
yeah.
I didn't have a chance to think of a response.
Come on by, but I don't want fantasy. We don't care for their kind.
Yeah, only Gorgeous. And leave your dad's sweater behind.
Yeah.
The clouds are exactly the same.
Well...
Is this Highlander 2, where they put a dome around the
That's
earth?
Right.
Okay.
The Shield.
The Shield. Shield Corporation. Why do they not want us to see these people?
To appreciate the set.
Well, it's a pretty fucking nice set. Is it because that guy is so hideous and doughboy-like? This is my first trial in becoming a mother. You've already failed. You've ostracized Gorgeous.
Yeah. First, you must clean these stables.
Wow. Forget that half of Hercules is him scooping shit.
The first trial, yes. I need time to think this over. Maybe I don't want to be your damn mother.
Thank you, Wind. Wow, did she just arrive because she hasn't unpacked those bags under her eyes? I'm awesome. Did you hear that?
I don't know.
What?
Oh, a musical number. Awesome.
Please, please tell me that this is going to be a song and dance about
that
making shoes.
Better sing. Or the pony.
Shoesmaker. Is this song in English? Okay, the sky
with French subtitles.
The sky in this movie is fucking with me. What?
Seriously, this movie is awesome.
Yeah, this might have just passed Lawrence of Arabia. Oh my God. Did he just break dance with a busket?
Oh, fantasy. She's crying. This is kind of has a vague 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo vibe.
That guy still has a busket on his ass.
Well,
what about Gorgeous? Yeah, we don't need Gorgeous. We'll hang out with Plain and fucking Asian 80s porn stars and Chubsley and
Saxon.
What? And there are cowboys now? She's in the... What the fuck is going on? Blanche?
It was Blanche. Come on, Mac.
Gorgeous, Mac, Precious, and Blanche.
Chocolate, candy, bread, love, and dreams?
Chocolate, can't. That's like the nonviolent taekwondo.
Bicycles?
What the...
The cat's name is Blanche?
It's as though the assignment was every 30 seconds you have to have a weird camera effect or you fail this class and don't get a refund.
Oh, shit.
Are they traveling on a rainbow? That honestly is... Wow, a rainbow. This is honestly how I imagine mass transit in Japan to be.
I'm the sun, I can move, I can run.
You can't imagine the pangs of hunger I feel? I don't understand that.
What the hip?
What the fancy fuck is happening?
Kill them all.
That cat looks very displeased. Seriously, why don't they just kiss and get it up? This is nothing but weird setups. There were a lot of angry Japanese businessmen leaving the theater that night.
Yeah, buddy.
What? The fuck? Along Japan was in a big war.
What big war?
Riri?
My grandmother's the one who started the war.
This is my mom. Isn't she cute? She looks like you. Auntie can juggle with one hand, and there's her blandly handsome Asian paramour. What? Pinky swear?
What the?
Did they just pinky swear?
They are.
I promise. Is this have silent movies? Silent with... dialogue?
Oh, wow, that dude's awesome.
I'm not going to lie. Deuce's description of this as Daffy is the most searingly to the point accurate description I've ever heard of anything in my life.
Really? Right now I'm going with very, 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 very big understatement.
Yeah. Is there a word that goes beyond Daffy?
Zany.
I don't know. Daffy seems worse than zany to me. I want something horrible to happen just for punctuation.
Call it Zaffy.
Zaffy? Defaney? It's like an Asian Bob Ross. What? Did they just show a mushroom cloud?
Yes, that's like cotton candy.
It's like cotton candy? Are they on a bus now?
Over the rainbow.
Wow. Piano? How exotic. And the... And this is... Where are they going? Honestly, I don't know where they're going. What is going on? Stop it!
Stop showing it! It's just like the lamps from the Grave Dancers.
Yes. It's like a bad high school, like middle school production. We have a cardboard cut out of a train that we carry on stage. Oh, are we getting the opening credits now?
Yeah, Prof.
Yeah. Sweet. Kung Fu.
And horticulture. Thank you.
Mac and Gorgeous. Apparently Gorgeous in Japan doesn't apply to teeth.
There's another Japanese girl named Greg Davis. So.
What? Yeah. Why would you bring up Greg Davis? This is so Mac. Tasty.
If these trees start playing guitar, I swear to God.
What a lay.
You said it.
Don't be silly. You're about 20 minutes late for that warning, Mac, or Professor, or Kung Fu, or
Fantasy.
Tap Dance, or Stomach Ache, or Pepto, whoever the fuck you are. Bum bum ba da. It's funny because he has a head like a melon.
Yeah, see?
Come here. Yeah, that never ends well. Yeah, come here, yeah. Girls. Why is that? Oh, yeah, because Mac likes to eat. So, of course, she's going to hold that melon close. Is he wearing lederhosen? Oh, wow, your eyes resemble another Japanese person.
Yeah.
Sean.
Ah, titular line.
They have said the word house quite a bit. Man, I can't wait to get out of Africa. I'm so tired of all of these Star Wars. Why would
just
he
you
do
and
that?
Me, Wilson.
I haven't had visitors in a long time. He's going to be wearing like a fucking kung fu suit later, isn't
he? Yeah, he is.
Maybe with a dash of Mac thrown in just to avoid pretension.
All right, that's going to haunt me.
Yeah, see you in your nightmares, son. Oh. I have seen more realistic outdoor scenery in a Smurfs episode.
I've seen more in Land of the Lost.
In this house, don't you wish your family had money, Melody?
Yeah.
So,
are you Mac?
They just ziplined a bird past him, didn't they? We've got a patient that they're going. Gorgeous is so stylish. Who isn't stylish there, other than the orange plaid shorts suit?
Gato.
Is that Lopan? You are not put upon this earth to get it,
are you
gorgeous.
Crazy, Dave, is that your problem?
Are you insane? Is that your problem? Seven, I love. It's like they robbed a camera warehouse. You said, how much of this shit can we use? Fisheye lens, do it. And middle school left their set for Brigadoon abandoned. Let's go.
It's a mixture of Brigadoon and Our Town.
Is that Edgar Winter?
It is.
You're going to start playing a fucking kick-ass version of Frankenstein in a minute.
Oh, the 80s version with the lyrics. That's not rude.
Hey.
What happened to your legs? Don't worry, I have you now.
She going to hike up her trousers a little more and go side hacking? Fancy Bridget.
What?
Did the cat just do that? Why did they bend down three times? Sorry.
And Another reason dogs so are better don't than cats. Be a- cats don't. Cats have powers. Dogs don't.
Don't be upset about your camera because I'm happy you're here.
That's how it works.
Sure. Wow.
I'll say. Nice wind.
My God, could those shorts be hitched up just a little further? It's like she's trying to hold a baby in. Okay. So... dear chandelier, shine on... yeah, at this point, I'm leaving. Edgar Winter in a wheelchair with a cat that can make a camera fly tells the chandelier to turn on, and it does.
Yeah, that,
I'm back past the creepy rapist melon peddler on the cat bus.
I call that a red flag.
Yeah, back to the rainbow flag. What the hell?
Okay, this is awesome. Everything about this is awesome right now.
Yuppah! Did the chandelier just kill a wizard and then somehow break the phone? And now she's acting like nothing happened. Like piano? I got a grand piano. I'll play Frankenstein for you. I don't understand why Kung Fu jumped. Yeah, you know why the cat's eating the lizard? Because cats are fucking horrid and will eat anything that stays still long enough.
No, that's a door.
So Melody is called Melody because she can play the piano. And is musical, I guess. Kung Fu does Kung Fu. Gorgeous is apparently so. What was Gorgeous's friend's name?
Fantasy.
Fantasy. So what does Mac do?
Mac tonight, I assume.
Professor appears to be smart, I will assume from her glasses. Isn't it wonderful? No, it's a fucking steamer trunk with an Afghan on it. What?
What?
If I found a skeleton with the eyeball intact in it, I would not be so good humored.
Right. Or you'd call Iggy Pop.
Hey, Jim, what's up? How did she startle you? You all stopped moving and watched her roll in.
They still do. Forever.
Nom, 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 nom.
Gato.
You don't have visitors anymore, do you? Oh, wow. Yeah, watermelon girl wants to eat. Why don't you
the tuba music. She's fat.
So we travel by rainbow train, cat bus, rape village, creepy gate, murdering chandelier, and now
Edgar Winter.
Have to cook for Edgar Winter.
Right.
Is this what happens when people dream?
Yes.
Is that why I should be happy that I don't?
Yes.
Okay. Let's split up the jobs. We know who'll do the cooking. A woman. I'm sorry, there's nothing but women on screen.
Or the cat.
Or the cat. Do you have a broom? What is this broom of which you speak? Seriously, they're about like 20 minutes overdue for a kiss.
Oh, clock, please chime with them.
Somebody just threw the cat at the woman in the wheelchair. Wow. Are those bell-bottom shorts?
They're borts.
With rainbow suspenders. Why is there music like it's a butter?
Dan Fogelberg's playing it.
Yeah, there's music like a butter commercial. Old time butter from Land O'Lakes.
Let your custards taste buttery. That's a thing they'd say, right?
Yes. Nothing better than buttery custards.
I don't know.
Mac.
I've been living alone ever since I started scaring the shit out of people with my psychic cat.
Put the melon down.
Mac? Oh, please tell me there's a head in there. Oh, I know what that's going to be full of, but you can't open it because it's out of order.
The freezer's full of them, not the,
yeah.
The fridge part.
I thought that said Mr. Trombone.
I'll assume leadership. It's a coup.
I will assume leadership until Togo comes. What is happening right there?
Don't karate chop and eat dishes.
Even Asians say racist shit about Asians.
Things!
Wait, you got a mouse hanging off your chest. Don't karate chop any dishes, Campbell.
Well, he just dropped a melon on Samara.
Why did they just drop a melon down a well? What a funny nickname for a girl. She's like one big stomach. We hate her so. What? You sure look tasty being round and all. I have said that on a date, and it works far less effectively than you think.
I would imagine.
No, you can't. You think? Worse. You can't imagine. Why do you wear glasses outdoors? Because they're sunglasses, stupid. That frightens me. Oh, my God.
Hello, America. It's me, the cat.
I'm looking over here. This one's like, what do you want from me? We'll wake Auntie up while we sit on the floor and eat things. If she doesn't eat, she'll be hungry. Not like you, Mac. So she's the fat one?
That's fat for Asia, I guess.
Apparently. Oh, then I'm fucking Jabba-esque.
Well, we're Americans.
Yeah. Propping up three bills here and
what?
I timed those cuts perfectly, didn't I? You're pretty without glasses, Professor, but let's put them back on just so you won't be inconvenienced anymore. No, put them back on. Are they going to go play hide and seek? Is it going to end in kissing?
There's a lot of things going on in this scene, but that painting of the cat's all I can focus on.
I think that our next show needs to be focused entirely on why Hunter doesn't like us.
Mm-hmm.
They
only painted one part of the day.
Who didn't get what? Are you fishing with a watermelon? What are you, four? Did that watermelon just have hair on it?
You fished with a watermelon when you were four?
No. Oh. Please tell me it's a head. Yes!
Awesome.
Oh, my God. And it's so obviously green screened. It's great.
Is she scared or amused?
Or aroused. What?
Loves us.
Oh my God. Did that floating head just bite her ass?
Badass.
This movie is fucking amazing. Hearts in the Mud?
What happened? Power song.
fucking floating head just bit my ass. That's what happened. Auntie.
What? Ah, she's a quick one. In the freezer. Oh, I'm saying the well. My bad.
Know who put the body in the wishing well? Can you walk? Yeah, late. Oh, come on, Kung Fu someone. Karate chop some dishes. Banana split my Dairy Queen and Butterfinger my tangerine.
That's right.
Poor girl. Let me take the pain away. I don't understand what I'm seeing right now. Please, please be a head. Please be like a whole fucking bucket full of heads. A surprisingly light melon. So they chill the watermelon by throwing it in. Huh. Is she possibly getting paler? Is that me?
Just once.
Did she just flash an eye out of her mouth?
Sure did.
Again and again. Oh, come on, gorgeous.
Fantasy, Mac, Kung Fu.
Squib Squab, Hip Hop, Little Ray. Jump Rope.
Baby Ray and Benny Hill.
House Coat. Like, the visuals are too much. It's hard for me to follow the subtitles. Yet, I don't feel I'm missing anything.
Not really.
Save a big piece for Mac. You know how Fatty likes to eat her melons.
I've been trying to follow along with the subtitles, but it doesn't make much difference.
Oh, let's take a bath, not before the others.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Sponsor? Okay. Well, and she didn't say, I need to take a bath. She said, let's take a bath.
That's right.
She does. Well, that's convenient. Where did Matt go? Fatty's probably getting a snacky snack. Please tell me that's blood and not plan to bury. They're going to bury the lead here. They're going to write a check they're not going to cash, aren't they? Steamy fucking bath. Why can't the ASPCA step in and save this poor cat? He's subjugated thusly.
I hate this already.
The creepy doll.
Oh, that's something creepy.
Sweet. Yeah, the fucking doll that's just randomly saying her name. Uh-oh.
And it's curtains for you.
It's hard to tell if there's glitches in the disc or if it's just the fucking wackiness of the film.
Yeah,
there's
disc.
Not a single fucking glitch on it. Is it really a house, or is it more like abandoned inn of insanity? Oh, please sing. Give me a little song, Cheeks.
I like the countryside where Mac died.
Is that the rainbow train? Rainbow trains make me cry while I'm on the countryside. Okay. I need more water. Bring me water.
I don't know.
You're a stylish princess because you want your hair clean. What a bitch. How unfucking reasonable of you. You don't want to produce lanolin. Come on, let's see. Is this kung fu? Give me a freeze frame.
Aikiba.
Whoa.
Those Japanese and their creepy hair things.
Yeah. An illusion? No. What? Oh, I've seen Evil Dead. I know what's going to happen now.
Truly terrifying people.
Uh-oh.
Dead. She's dead.
Oh!
Kia!
What in the holy hell? That was an interesting cut.
Correct.
That's the only time I've ever had a character completely quote my thoughts. This is ridiculous.
Michael Sweet?
That's where we're going?
Mm-hmm.
You're standing there with your mutant Richard Dawson. Bob Barker microphone.
I am.
You went to a restaurant in town. Hey, quit showing off, Auntie.
Great story.
I was excited like him now. I wasn't going to starve. I knew a girl named Fantasy back then, too. She had a friend named Mac who ate a lot. It was great. I just wipe my mouth. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean I just...
What? Not again?
She didn't kung fu it as per your warning.
She's more upset about the broken plate than she is Auntie going into the fridge and then showing up on the mezzanine.
Mezzanine, no less.
What have you?
Give me a little
link. Hi, I'm Auntie. Thank you for watching.
Ba-ba-ba-da. What? In the fancy fuck.
All right. Seriously, I'm on drugs again.
You know what the worst part about this is? It's a Criterion disc.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Armageddon's not so shocking. It's Jingle Cats. Fuck you, Hunter. Fuck you, Hunter.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not Boondock Saints 2.
It is rather wonderful in its wackiness, because it's fucking full bore.
Yeah. There is no attempt to be anything less than Daffy.
No stinting here.
Oh, no. What's going
to happen? I gotta say, I really enjoy the fact that I have no possible concept of what's going to happen next.
I have no possible concept of what's happening now.
That is refreshing.
It is.
The stairs could just...
Open up, eat her.
The cat turns into a dragon. No, that makes too much sense. I have no idea.
If the cat turned into the house...
Wait a minute. The house is the cat. They're inside the cat.
Are they like worms?
Yeah. The whole time.
The whole time. Kung Fu Worm and Gorgeous and Fantasy Worm and High Pant Trouser Dad. Hip Hop and Steve. Jump Rope and Steve and...
Jones.
Stomach Ache and... Another cat picture, I think.
That.
We're getting a hint.
I get a theme here.
A theme? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something unprecedented for the show. I'm just going to keep watching, but I'm making a phone call real quick.
Uh-huh. It's probably like, what the hell's wrong with you? Stop calling me.
Yeah.
Please let that piano eat her.
Hunter, this is Jim. I'm just calling to ask. Really? Really? Like, really? Campbell, do you have anything to add to that?
Thank you?
Thank you. This doesn't make sense. I'm not sure what's happening to me right now, but I know you're responsible for it.
I think I'm getting sucked into this thing.
And I'm half appreciative and half horrified. Bye.
Please, please let the piano eat her. Please, please, please. I'll take the metronome. Either one, I don't care. Lamp.
Oh, that's what you see there. Not pan face and dancing skeleton?
Well, in addition to.
Well, yes.
To remind you, House.
Thank you for joining House Incorporated. It's about to turn into a Journey song.
About to.
A lot of combs. Asians like hair accoutrement.
They do.
Well, and in fairness, who doesn't? Oh, are you starting to discover yourself as a woman, girly? Tart it up, sweetness.
Make yourself look cheap. What man would want you now?
Wackiness. Now.
Is that a floating scarf? I want to add some more whore gloss, whore.
Yeah.
Welcome to my house, gorgeous. That sounds like me. Like, gorgeous is the kind of word that you add to the end of any sentence and it makes it an insult, kind of like genius.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to my house, gorgeous. Nice work today, genius.
Huh.
Give me the teefs again. What?
She just saw the dailies.
Her agent just described this project. Why, what?
If Dario Argento had seen this before Suspiria, he would have killed himself.
What? What?
Exactly.
Well, why is she made out of fire?
Awesome.
This is less than sensible. I don't think she's really playing the piano. Is that keyboard?
Do it, piano.
Is that the keyboard from Big?
This is a precursor to Play Him Off Keyboard Cat.
Brancha! An old cat can open a door? Oh, what? A witch cat? Oh, did she just get hit by a pillow?
That was me that did that, actually.
Go, Kung Fu. Whoa. Wow.
Kung Fu drawers.
Kung Fu drawers, indeed. Sweet.
Mm.
Destroyed by pillows. You will suffocate in comfort. The hell of ourselves in searches.
I'm starting to think that the cat might be involved.
I think it's all the cat's idea.
It's an alarming amount of panties in this movie.
Alarming?
I did not in a bad way, but more like I was not expecting this much panties. Going on there, Kung Fu. Oh, not again. All right, fine. We'll listen to our obviously distressed friend. It's Holly Hobby. It's uh-oh. Mattresses everywhere?
It's a sale.
I'm going crazy. Try a soiled mattress sale this week at the hospital.
Yeah.
I was expecting a saucy dance number. Okay, that's right. I'm gonna take this moment to run and have a urination break. I'm gonna leave you to entertain folks for a moment.
Keep your clothes on.
All right.
Thank you, Thing. Oh, it is a horror movie. Normally she would have to vanish if she stripped.
What? What? For God's sake.
I heard you ask a question. What did I miss?
I can't get into it now. Naked doll, found her panties, they were sniffing them. It's a weird scene, man.
Panty sniffing's kind of par for the course in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Be kind of weird if they hadn't. It's kind of a cultural expectation, isn't it? He's a man after all. He can help us. Did I write that line of dialogue? What in seven shades of hell just happened?
Funny you should say that. It's actually the hell of the seven shades.
Got a lot of hells.
She's always putting on makeup, cutting herself up for the menfolk.
That's when the whores come in. Some money for groceries, I'll spend it on a whore.
You have one game? What the hell?
There's the fucking... Is that a cat or a raccoon? There's a slight resemblance to a raccoon. Oh, gorgeous. She trapped it in a mirror or what? You seem less personality filled than usual.
She's a little obsessed.
Is this a karaoke video?
What?
He acts like a plane?
See, they're confused too.
What? What? I just feel like my mantra for this film is, what?
Yes.
Okay, didn't you stab that with the thing that killed the frog? So I think they did.
In the usual way.
There's so much silence here, but...
Yes, it is. Yes, it is a creepy house. Correct.
They're just cracking that code. Well, this house is oddly unsettling, isn't it?
Strange goings on.
I'm afraid I don't understand what's... no! You're one of them?
Here we go.
All right, now we... Aren't their walls paper?
Kind of like Forbidden Planet with the panels.
Yes, it is. And welcome to it, ladies.
We now return to house.
It's only a model. But you get the idea. Okay, let's put on silk dresses. Let's do that.
Past the Lattice of Doom.
I'm sorry, the song that's playing right now is so bad, it could be by System of a Down. The camera work is clumsy even by Rennie Harlan standards. I just got a text back from Hunter. I just listened to your message and laughed my ass off. My girlfriend wants the magic witch cat.
No.
Why? It appears to be up to no good.
Now, Roadhouse. The name is Togo.
Traffic is heavy.
Chaos symbol.
Kung Fu the Wall. What?
No dice.
No dice. Ma. There must be some kind of a device. Come on, divine this one out, Professor.
Come on, Prof.
That's what you want to tell yourself?
Toaster pastry. No, never mind.
Toaster pastry? Sunny D! Purple stuff. Whoa, assume the position. You are surprisingly calm for seeing something with a human hand in it with a what in it? What? I think the woman who's playing Kung Fu is trying to show off the fact that she has a shapely buttocks.
Perhaps.
Would it be a shapely buttocks or shapely buttocks? I don't think I need the definite
shapely.
Article.
No, shapely.
Indefinite article, then, yeah. She has shapely buttocks. Oh, the way Glenn Miller...
We now return to house.
We now join house, already in progress. The names... Wait, Fantasy imagined this and you went anyway? Thankfully, there's another expository dialogue scene. Hunter just asked where we are in the movie. But something bizarre just happened. See if that narrows it down. Girl, I'm not saying that woman has a pan face, but you would not be incorrect in describing her as being pan-faced.
Yes.
Jesus. Character.
Please be a face of a cat.
Oh, that part. That scene is a doozy. I just sent him my views on Kung Fu's posterior. Oh, there you go. When does Robert Loggia show up to play piano with her?
Man, that would be badass.
Oh, shit. No. Is it the Flying Nun? Angry Geisha.
It's me. I did it the whole time.
Thank you. Come on, do it. Close enough. Finally,
piano just ate a woman. What the fuck? Now there's lightning. Why'd you have to kill the fish?
Many fish were harmed in the making of this film.
Is this the original ending of Altered States?
Yes, actually.
Is a piano raping her or eating her?
It's more of a eating situation. What happened is we died 2 hours ago.
Okay. It's all making sense now. It is all making sense.
Oh, the script.
The Hunter just said, The piano bit is gold.
It is.
Unscientific, unexplained. Now it doesn't make sense. Before it was a machine that was shutting off the doors. Is that... Housemaid.
I get it. I totally get... No, I don't.
No. Is that a woman in the clock or is that an optical illusion? Kung Fu. What?
Huh.
Whoa.
Suspiria.
I am vexed.
Terribly vexed.
I'm frustrated. It's frustrating.
I like this bit of music here.
Frustrating. Oh no.
Strangely nonplussed by that.
Yeah. I'm oddly okay with this arm. What does that say about your evening that the sight of a fingerless arm on the floor doesn't bother you?
Oh.
And her fingers are still playing piano on the Bechstein. It would have been better if it was a Rammstein.
Riser, riser, Zaman, riser.
I think they might have left out a scene. You know, the scene where things make sense? Mm.
This is a haunted house, I think. Yeah. Stanley Goldfish.
Even Gorgeous is a ghost now? Hunter said, I gotta sleep. Good night. I'm gonna respond, I will never forgive you for this. What?
What?
What just happened? Wundua now. Is that a dog in a shirt? That was a dog in a shirt. Kung Fu just won't be having it with pants, will she?
No. Oh.
It had been a little too long since we'd had an irised in shot with a weird color gel on it.
Those Italians thought that A Quiet Place in the Country was wacky. Bullshit. Says here in the script something weird happens.
No. Can't be the case. Dusing just told me that time heals all wounds. I'm twirling my mustache right now. What?
Absolutely.
I'm an ant. Oh,
there's a lie.
Just turned into Rocky Horror Picture Show. And Gorgeous got decidedly less.
That's right, you dumb bastard.
You dumb bastard. It's a schooner. All the unmarried girls who come here and... What?
Awesome.
Did it just turn into a Dio video or a Dokken video?
It turned to a Dokken video.
Dokio?
There you go. Awesome again.
So they lure unmarried girls to kill them so that she can wear her wedding dress?
Yep.
Oddly, not as crazy as it sounds.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they all die.
I've got a brand new pair of roller skates.
And I've got a brand new key.
Umbrella!
Find the giant drink.
I just kicked the pillow. Yeah, if you had to make a phone call, that'll... Uh-oh, no, not Kung Fu. Anyone but Kung Fu. It's like that moment in Dead Alive when the kick-ass preacher dies.
Yeah.
You know they're fucked. They just lost their muscle. Come on, Kung Fu! What?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow again.
She about to fight Lopan? Are you insane? Is that your problem?
Come on, Ghost. You ain't gonna get me.
Yeah.
Now a Togo on the way.
Dune buggy. Time to conduct my rape experiment. And no one's here. All dressed up with nowhere to go. Go back to them rolling around in... Discriminately in the fog. Holy hell!
Man, this is a whole new level of badass.
Yeah. Oh, what? That's like the flying guillotine, but like flying electric chair.
I love it.
What?
Don't go! Don't deceive me!
Is it eating her entire body now?
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Is this a Red Hot Chili Peppers video? Don't let me try it again. Last time. It's actually like a fucking Mothers of Invention album liner. What? I honestly can't even describe what's happening right now. What?
That was the equivalent of a boss fight in a video game, I assume.
Except if the boss fight was a pair of legs without a body fighting against a picture of a cat.
Yeah, sounds like a new game. Yeah, of course.
There's a diary they're looking for? Look, Prof. We're suddenly skinny dipping in a sea of blood here.
Cat's blood?
Cats don't have that much blood in them.
That's a lot of cats.
Honestly, I have no gauge of how much longer this movie's going to be. It literally could end now, and I wouldn't be surprised.
4-hour director's cut.
And 3 hours of it is this shot right here. Of the fucking truck driving, of the car driving with this saxophone music going on. Well, Professor... I don't know who. Professor Mike Schmidt behind the wheel. That guy.
Which way to the house there, Rape Melon?
Holy shit. Is this guy supposed to be the most terrifying figure that's not Lucifer?
What? What? Seriously, I'm going to stop asking what.
Why seems to be an appropriate query. My grasses. Uh-oh. Did she just get attacked by a pitcher?
Yes.
You were about to say what, weren't you?
The thing with the deal. Me, Blanche.
I am the evil cat. Oh, I'm sorry. I just produced a dynamic shift there. It went from silent to me laughing out loud. Well, that probably annoyed someone because we're not on Blu-ray. This is the worst version of It's a Small World After All I've ever been on. Knew I should have gone on Thunder Mountain Railroad. This movie cannot possibly be much longer. I think that we have set a world record for longest amount of time going without anything coherent emerging at all.
I think you're right. I'm a goat.
I'm glad. Uh-oh. What?
What? What?
Gorgeous. Anti-fantasy.
You are
Remo?
Fantasy.
Tap
you
dance?
Just a fantasy life.
Car wash?
Shoebox?
High gloss? Is that you?
Right.
Sensodyne. Where's Sensodyne? Okay, this is...
What the... I can't help it.
Look at the camera. Look at the camera. Do something weird.
Yeah.
Do something weird.
Fiend.
That has to be where it ends.
That's it, right?
There's no possible way this movie's any longer.
Oh! Bitch.
We're not done with you yet.
Remember me.
Oh, wait. Wow, this looks like the opening of Kill Bill 2. There we go, electric drums. Do 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 do.
Oh, thank God, the watermelon stand.
Find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab
some watermelon delight.
My motto's always been, when it's ripe, wait until the middle of a cold all night, when... Baby, I don't love you.
Just once.
Gonna find a way that we keep hurting out. This movie
turned him into a giant pile of bananas.
Banana Dance. Another System of Down song.
Yep.
You know what year this movie came out in?
No.
1977.
Wow.
This was weird by the 70s standards, dude.
Weird by any standards.
Did you see what the Criterion cover to this looks like?
No.
That.
Badass.
Angry. Oh, no, that's badass.
Is her head going to come off her body and turn into Skittles?
Oh, my God. Don't go in that house. A ghost will get you.
That's right. Preach.
Preach, preacher. Whoa.
You can eat unmarried children and play with a mystic cat.
You can eat some grapes and watermelons. And you'll never get that. Yeah, I brought a rhyme scheme into it.
Excellent.
Sunrise will never come.
It's great.
Sure!
It's a dancing song.
This movie's got about another 6 minutes in it.
Pass the mutated Lawrence Welk set. And now, the second act.
This is a quadrilogy. But each quadrilogy is part of a trilogy. So there'll be 12 movies in total. So we get into the heptilogy. Forget about it then. You'd never get rid of that. It's like hepatitis.
Sup?
Sup, bro?
Sup?
Hey. You want to hang out here and get eaten?
Come on in.
We got plenty of room. I'll make my chandelier kill a frog. Maybe eat a piano man or something. Gas, man. We got a place for your mole. Some teeth straightener. Something for your fucking face. Fashion sense is extra, but for you, I'll cut you a deal. This looks like an Orange Julius.
You can't see this, but I'm grooving.
She does look like an Orange Julius, though. It's overflowing from a cup. And
going into what?
What
the house?
Paper walls into the house. Have any cats? I only ask because... I'm dressed like an orangina. Cats go crazy for that.
Oh, they're dead.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about them. They shan't be bothering us. It's odd that there's wind behind her, but none crossing that broad.
Ah, I see. Hungry ghosts.
Bye.
bite her hand off.
Come on, give me a little green eye, baby. Come on.
Agua!
Come on, baby.
What?
That was abrupt. Oh,
it was
hello.
Me, Blanche, the whole time. For fuck's sake, why won't it end?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for that final fade to black, not fade to another Asian broad.
Great.
She looks like she's angry, but she's smiling to hide it. Sensing a lot of subtext here. I think she's angry at the cat and the piano that ate her friend.
Yeah.
And so instead of just being happy, the story of love must be told. This story and love?
Wait, who are the lovers again?
What are the spirits? Wait, she's Asian?
Right, sure.
Oh my god! Oh, credits. The credits are almost a little stranger than...
Well. So, that was House. There, that happened.
Yeah.
I have to say, there were some truly awesome moments in that.
There were.
Yeah, there were some truly, truly kick-ass moments of pure weirdness. Like that!
What?!
And this.
And this.
And this. And they just keep coming.
Does that house have a tongue?
Yes, yes it does.
Wow, Prof got a really bad freeze frame. I have no idea who any of those people were. At all. Like, not even a little bit. The end.
Directed? Question mark?
And that's it.
And there it is. House.
All right, at this point, I'm betting that we're losing subscribers.
I would hope so.
Yeah. All right.
But we won't do that again, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that.
Same here.
We just kind of experienced it.
That just happened to us.
And,
Yeah,
next time we won't be doing this.
Yeah, this won't happen again.
But...
Hunter
was interesting.
Hunter might have just had some privileges revoked.
I think I liked it a little bit more than you did.
That's not to say you liked it a lot.
No. We're not going to tattoo this anytime soon. But maybe later. So,
all right.
Later.
Till the vow got broke, I had to drink from the laughing cup. I stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned down.
Before exiting the train wreck, please make sure that you have gathered all your personal belongings, as employees of the Film Thugs are not responsible for any belongings left in the wreckage. We know you have a choice when you travel, and we would like to thank you for going with Film Thugs Railways. I know it wasn't that bad, but it was definitely an experience. We'll put it at that. Musically, we started with... Anthrax's Madhouse and ended with Warren Zevon's I Was in the House When the House Burned Down. Thank you for joining us through this experience, and
Come back next week. We're going to be doing our journeys, our personal journeys through films, our Who the Hell Do We Think We Are's. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
For all of you good people in the Midwest, sorry we said fuck so much. Say goodnight.
Thanks again.
Now go. Vanish.
Did you fucking apologize? What's the matter with you?
Listen, thug means never having to say you're sorry.